Welcome back to another episode of Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Anna Caroline Caruso, NACM's Editor-in-Chief. On this special Industry Insight episode, I have with me Trevor Hunt, who's Senior Product Manager at Thomson Reuters Confirmation, to talk about all the factors that go into making a credit decision. Hey, Trevor, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Caroline. Nice to be here.
The hunt for credit information in B2B trade has evolved a lot over the years. For example, internet searches have become a more common tool for credit managers to gather customer information. What do you think is the most important factor in determining creditworthiness today?
I think it's important to have a complete holistic approach to credit management and creditworthiness. So I know a lot of credit managers today are looking at different aspects of trade references, of credit scores, and they have a lot of information at their disposal. So I think having an organized, holistic approach, making sure that you're checking all the boxes on how you evaluate a potential client or a potential customer in order to extend that credit, what those credit terms should be and how much that credit should be, I think is very important for our credit managers in this current industry.
Yeah, you're exactly right. One thing we talk a lot about with our members is how there are so many avenues for customer information, and it can feel a bit overwhelming to know where to start. So it's super important for credit managers to prioritize the most important information when making credit decisions. What are some of the risks that credit professionals face by not doing a thorough enough job of assessing creditworthiness?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most obvious ones are someone's ability to pay, you know, their potential to default. That's going to have impacts on your own cash flow for your own company. It's going to take more time for your credit managers and your accounts receivable department to track those people down. So you want to save them time. You want to have good clients that pay on time. And so you just want to have, you know, those good business relationships and try to avoid any ones that tend to default or can put you in a bad position financially.
Most definitely. I know we often call credit managers relationship managers because, just like you were saying, having strong customer relationships can make a huge difference in getting paid. Going back to the different avenues of information really quick, bank references have been used for a long time as a means of gathering information about a business's financial standing. Can you tell us a little bit about the differences between bank references and trade references? What are the disadvantages of relying on a trade reference alone?
Yeah, so there's lots of different industries that I've come across that the credit managers tend to lean more in one direction or the other. So trade references can be great pieces of information. I feel like some of the negative things I've heard about from credit managers is obviously they're going to give you the good ones and not give you the bad ones. So like, hey, here's the people that have always paid and these are the references that are happy and they're not going to show you, you know, all the bills that they're not paying. So, you know, there's that aspect of it. From a bank reference point of view, you're getting the information on their current financials directly from the bank. So there's no way for them to only show you the good and not show you the bad. Their financial institution is providing those details to you directly. And that really demonstrates, from a trade reference point of view, they're kind of showing, this is my historical relationship with this vendor. And again, they're probably only going to show you the good ones. From a bank reference point of view, you're getting more of their financial details. So what's their cash flow? What's their average balance? How long have they had this banking relationship? When was this account opened, to kind of demonstrate that? And so over time, you can get kind of a better idea of what that company or that potential client's financial standing is to make that judgment from a credit point of view of what their cash flow is and their ability to repay whatever credit is lended out. So a lot of times people say, I have their credit score. What do I need their bank reference for? And I think a key component in differentiating those two things is a credit score, good or bad, demonstrates somebody's past ability to pay, and a bank reference and financial details demonstrates a client's future ability to pay. So how much money do they have in their bank account on a regular basis? What's their average cash flow? Those types of details show, hey, I know this guy has money and can pay me back. And credit scores, you know, I could pay all my bills up until today and then never pay another one again. So that doesn't really help you in the future. It's a good thing to rely upon, but it shouldn't be the only thing you rely upon.
I think credit managers often feel this pressure to make smart credit decisions quickly, especially as business becomes more competitive. How has automation changed the way creditors research before extending credit?
So there's lots of new technology advances in the credit space, and there's lots of information, right? So as we kind of talked about before, you know, you can kind of pick and choose, and you know, some people have big budgets to access this information, some don't, and it kind of the time associated with it. So I think most companies are looking for, how can I be more efficient in this space? How can I achieve that credit decision faster? And what tools and technology exists out there in the market to help me do that better and faster and quicker and more reliable? So I think, you know, there's lots of different tools out there, and the automation and the technology advances have really helped credit managers do a better job more efficiently and give them access to that data, where maybe in the past it was more of a manual process and they would have to kind of figure it out on their own. Like, how do I get this response from a bank, or how do I go about contacting and evaluating these individuals on their credit worthiness? So those automation and technology advances have really kind of helped those credit managers do a better job quicker and faster.
How can Thomson Reuters help credit professionals with mitigating risk?
We have a product that's really focused on the bank reference platform. And what that allows them to do is access those bank references directly from the financial institutions that their potential clients are working with. The biggest benefit that I've heard from credit managers is the fact that we guarantee a response. When I talk to credit managers, they say, hey, we don't do bank references anymore. And I ask them why. They're like, we never get a response. So our network, it's over 1,000 banks, and we guarantee that response. It does give them that financial picture of their potential client. And so they're able to add that into however they're managing their holistic credit approach. And having that piece of information from Thomson Reuters that they're able to get quickly, safely, securely, encryption end to end, and fairly easily, you know, fill out a form and hit submit, is what the biggest benefit that we're providing to this credit industry today. And again, I think the biggest piece of that is that guaranteed response. And it's typically within 24 hours.
Thanks so much for sharing your insight on this topic, Trevor. It was great having you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You can download the joint Thomson Reuters and NACM white paper on Unlocking Financial Trust, the Role of Bank References in Establishing Creditworthiness, online at nacm.org and us.confirmation.com/nacm-wp. Thomson Reuters Confirmation is a sponsor of NACM's 128th Credit Congress, coming up on June 9th through the 12th. Stop by booth 429 to talk with their experts. Registration for Credit Congress is now open. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.